Blog Talk Radio.
So we want to welcome you today to this episode of the Private Officer International Radio Show, the Private Officer Beat. Good morning, Friday, and we're glad that you are joining us on this 17th day, I guess it is, in the month of August. I'm kind of hesitating because I just can't believe how fast the time really goes every single year. I guess it's true. The older you get, the faster time goes by, and you just don't realize it. Today, we've got a very interesting topic we're going to be talking later on in the bottom half of this program about obstacles blocking your path to success. It's something that each and every one of you really need to hear, especially if you haven't reached that high point in your career, if you think that you just have roadblock after roadblock, if you just can't seem to achieve those goals that you have, that maybe there's some problems that you're not aware of or maybe that you're ignoring. And we're going to be talking about five distinct problem areas impeding your climb to the top. Obstacles blocking your path to success. Of course, we got a lot of breaking news, just like every week. We got a lot of things to tell you about what's happening on the news front. You probably have seen a lot of our posts recently about all the crime, the violence happening with security across the country. We often talk that during the summer months and around the holidays and Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's, crime really increases. The negative interactions with private security increases, and the use of force with security officers and private police increase as well. So we're going to be talking about all of that, the breaking news. And, of course, we do want to remind you that, again, this year, this is the 14th annual Private Officer Memorial Year. Every year for 14 years, we have had a week of remembrance and honoring of those private security and private law enforcement that have fallen in the line of duty. And this year has been really a horrendous year for private officer deaths. Right now, law enforcement is at 95 officers killed in the line of duty this year. And right now, private security, unfortunately, is not far behind them. They're at 87 security officers killed in the line of duty this year. And as we often mention, the big difference, of course, is that most security officers are killed by gunfire. And that's very unfortunate. It's a sad reality of what's happening in the private security industry. We talked last week a little bit about, you know, one of the reasons, of course, is there's more contact, more public contact, unlike the old days where you had mostly security working access control. Now security is working everything that you can imagine, from mall security to loss prevention to guarding and protecting government facilities to enforcing the rules, the laws, the regulations, and in a number of states, they're acting as police officers with full arrest authority on their property or even within a community. Just yesterday, I read an article which really, for me, stamped and proved exactly what I've been preaching for a number of years. The article said, and this was by a professor of criminal justice and former retired law enforcement administrator, he said that most enforcement in the U.S. is not done by law enforcement, but in fact it's done by private security. He estimated right now 870,000 police officers combined, that's federal, state, local, deputy sheriffs, everyone wearing the badge in the U.S. And he estimated around 2.3 million private security officers, about what we have said over and over again. We estimate between 2 to 3 million. Of course, many times people don't consider people working as bouncers, LP agents, event staff, so forth, as security officers, but they really are, and they're all lumped up under that security title, that category. So that was a very interesting article for me, and it shows exactly what we've been preaching for many years. Today, we also want to remind you that in our 14 and a half years of existence, we'll be celebrating our 15th year in March of next year, just a few months away, really, as time flies. But we want to remind you that we do assist many security officers, and we really need your assistance, and we ask once a year that you donate to the Private Officer Memorial Fund. Please go to our website, privateofficer.org, and click under the Officer Down link. You'll see a benevolent page. And please help us to help others, because without your support, we just cannot do it alone. Whew, what else? We got a lot going on here on this Friday morning. Broadcasting live out of our Charlotte, North Carolina office. And, of course, we do want to give props and thanks to our main sponsor this month, and that's Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. It doesn't matter what kind of protection you need. We have clothing, we have vests, we have protective gloves. We have all type of protective wear. Check us out online today at BodyArmorUSA.com or give us a call. We're here to help you. Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. If you have a business and you're interested in supporting us and you'd like to advertise, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or give us a call Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at area code 704-831-8109, 704-831-8109, and someone will be glad to help you out. We have dirt cheap marketing. It includes a display ad on our website, social media marketing. We do it all. We give you a complete package for dirt cheap pricing. Contact us today. What else do we have going on? We have a number of folks that have been, in the last couple of weeks, really performing heroic actions. We've had a security officer who stopped a bank robbery. We've had a security officer capture a murder suspect. We've had a security officer involved in a gun battle where they were shot several times and they were able to take their assailant down. We've had a lot of different things happening, and so next week we'll be announcing several awards that we'll be awarding these officers, including Medals of Valor and the Purple Heart to two different officers, so don't miss that. We have so much happening here at the Private Officer International offices. We really need your support. If you haven't joined, please go to our website, privateofficer.org, privateofficer.org, and join today. Sign up, of course, for our free breaking news alerts, our newsletters, and other materials. Again, if you do join, you'll get more than 40 member benefits, including some really great assistance when you are injured, when you need help, when you have a legal question. All of that is part of your membership. We also give you a $5,000 death benefit, and we give you so much other support, many programs like mentoring, discounted or free training, and so much more. Check us out online, privateofficer.org. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some other things happening here at POI and, of course, the breaking news. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking about those obstacles blocking your path to success. Five distinctive problem areas that are impeding your climb to the top. We'll be back right after these messages.
Stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Thank you for listening to those brief messages. And don't forget our sponsor, Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. If you're looking for body armor, protective clothing, we have it all. Visit us online today at Body Armor USA. Right now, we're over at the news desk. But before we bring you this week's news, we do want to remind you that every year, for the last 15 years, we have sponsored the annual Private Officer Memorial Week. That is a week when we remember, honor those who have fallen in the line of duty, those security officers, men and women who have given their life to protect lives and property. This year, as every year, it's the third week of September, beginning on the 16th through the 22nd. We do ask that you drape your badge in black. And also, if you'd like to sponsor a memorial service at your location, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. All right, this week in the news, in Charlotte, North Carolina, a security guard who shot and killed a man 2 years ago at a Charlotte nightclub has somehow escaped going to prison. He worked out a deal where charges of murder were reduced to just tampering with evidence. According to the DA's office, even though they had video, they just didn't have enough evidence to show that it was a murder and not some type of self-defense. So the shooter, Wade Mosley, is on probation for 3 years and escaped those charges. In Campbell County, Tennessee, a deputy sheriff working as a school resource officer at the La Follette Middle School this week on Tuesday saved a young girl from choking. Deputy Brandon Gross noticed the student at lunch looked like he might be choking and couldn't breathe. He immediately responded and was able to administer first aid techniques and save that student. And he will be honored by Private Officer International next week with the life-saving award. In New York City, authorities there say they have a lot of trouble in the past year in their schools with sex crimes, everything from rape to sex assaults and deviant behavior. Even though they've made more than 100 arrests just in the last year, they say that 883 offenses occurred, and many are still under investigation. In Las Vegas, casino security personnel found a woman shot to death after they responded to hearing shots fired near the garage area. Security responded, and they found the woman dead in a parking garage at Tahiti Village there in Las Vegas. Homicide detectives are investigating that case currently. Birmingham police say that they used a stun gun on a 13-year-old the first day of school after authorities were notified that he may be carrying a gun. He refused to cooperate with police. They did use the taser on him, and they did find a gun in his backpack. The 13-year-old faces several counts, including carrying a concealed weapon on school property. In Raleigh, North Carolina, security and Raleigh police are investigating. They've taken three employees of the Marriott City Center Hotel into custody after they stole a total of 27 TVs. In Luther, Oklahoma, yesterday, a 14-year-old boy quietly walked up to a girl during some type of school meeting or gathering, and he stabbed that girl for no apparent reason. Police are not saying what exactly happened, and they're still investigating. In Memphis, Tennessee, this week, a security officer was arrested for reckless endangerment with a firearm. They say that Stephen Rodriguez shot a warning shot at a man who was supposedly involved in a cell phone theft. His employer says that he is a highly decorated police officer from Puerto Rico, retired, and that the laws are different there, and he may not have understood what the Tennessee laws are. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, police have charged a man with threatening, harassing, and intimidating a security officer. They say that the man followed him, harassed him, and threatened his life. 31-year-old Benjamin Olgan is in custody on multiple charges in that case. Authorities now say that Vermont is the new top target for illegal border crossings from Canada. As more and more pressure is being put on our southern borders, federal authorities now say illegal border crossings in the Vermont border section of Canada now has increased substantially, and authorities are taking more enforcement action at that location. In New Haven, Connecticut this week, 76 people overdosed in one day at a Connecticut park. New Haven police responded to the New Haven park multiple times for overdoses. They have made several arrests for drug distribution and other offenses in that situation. In Painesville, Ohio, police there say that the wife of a off-duty police officer shot him twice before killing herself. The officer ran from the house and called for backup, and that investigation continues. In Fayette County, Georgia, well, this is kind of a food story of sorts. Someone stole $100,000 worth of Roman noodles from a tractor trailer that was parked in the parking lot. Police have no idea who did it or why. In San Diego, California, the authorities there, the city leaders, are talking about putting armed security officers throughout the city to protect city parks, properties, tourist areas, and other properties that are county or city, because they just don't have enough law enforcement to cover all of those areas. In Toronto, Canada, police there are adopting the verified response model for alarm activations. This is something that many cities already do here in the U.S. Verified response means that you must have that alarm verified either by a third party, an alarm company who's monitoring live, or someone calling in who might be a victim to verify that that is an actual alarm problem and not just a false alarm. A court in New Jersey ruled that police dash cam video is not public records and that they do not have to release it without a court order. In Des Moines, Iowa, the Iowa State Fair has always been a well-traveled fair with lots of attendance. They've always had great security, but now they have formed their own police force. For the first time this year, the fairgoers will see their own Iowa State Fair police on scene. In Kingston, Tennessee, well, guess what? They've got security, four-legged security, to patrol their schools, and they'll be checking for drugs and guns on a regular basis. A security guard in Little Rock, Arkansas, stopped a robbery in progress when he was monitoring the situation on video. and then came out and drew his weapon. The suspect fled and has not been apprehended. This week in Dallas, Texas, an off-duty Dallas security officer heard someone breaking into his vehicle, and he ran, confronted them, and shot two people. They fled, later to be found by an off-duty police officer working security at another site. Police say that the off-duty security officer should not have fired his weapon and that they have referred the case to the grand jury. We're doing a report right now that will show which state has the most incidents of deadly use of force by private security, and we'll be publishing that next week. As always, there's always, always, always a lot of news breaking. Be sure to sign up for our newsletters and our breaking news alerts at privateofficer.org. And while you're over there visiting that website, be sure to sign up for membership to our association if you're not already a member. Private Officer International, established 15 years ago now, offers more than 40 benefits to you, the member, and we're always here for you, whatever you need. We are the voice of the frontline protector. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what really blocks the way of someone from making it up the ladder. What are the situations? There are five areas of problems that we've identified over the years, and we're going to give you a quick synopsis of those areas, and maybe that will help you to do things a little different so that you can get to where it is that you want to go in your career. We're coming right back. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. We'll be right back in just a few moments. Don't go away.
Doing drugs is like being on top of the world. Everyone says so. Everyone seems to be having one dandy old time. Hey, it's part of growing up. Or is it? Just think about this. Before you go and do something you've never done before, you just better know what you're jumping into.
Who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
Throughout the years, as we've had Private Officer International now for almost 15 years, hard to believe, we have talked to many, many people who have been in the security industry for many years, dozens and sometimes even 25, 30, or 40. I myself have been in the security industry now for going on 45 years and law enforcement almost that long. And during my years in this business, in this profession, I've come across many people who have had continual issues with being promoted, being recognized, getting to the top, getting to the position that they want to, making the money that they want to make, having the benefits that they need. I have counseled and helped and preached to and mentored and really steered and directed dozens, if not more, throughout the years. And with our organization, we have mentored and helped some to be able to figure out the ins and outs and the problems. But all along the way, we have found five distinctive areas that impede people in their process and their progress to being able to obtain the positions, the careers, professions, the status, the income that they want to have in their lives. So I put these together in what normally would be an expensive seminar, but I put them together in a brief synopsis for you today on this radio show. But if you'd like to get a more in-depth analysis and information about this for your own career, feel free to contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. All right, there are five distinct problem areas that block your path to success. Number one, background. And let's start with criminal. You know, a lot of people do have criminal backgrounds. That's just the way that it is in this day and age. It may be very minor. It may be something from your juvenile past. It may be something a little bit more serious, domestic, DUI, even traffic related. But the issue comes is when people do not fess up to those past mistakes and problems, when they lie on their applications, when they try to hide them, to keep them as skeletons in the closet, we often see that employers, number one, usually won't hire you if you lie on the application. Number two, if you're applying for a regulatory license, in many states, it's a criminal act and you could actually be charged with a misdemeanor. And at the very least, or not really the least, but you will also be denied your license. Criminal is something that you need to have expunged and to be erased from your record. And in many states now, in the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, they made it much easier for you to do that. You just have to put forth the effort, find out what it takes, and get it done. But criminal is really an area that holds many people back. Reputation. Many people have a reputation, and when you go from job to job, or even stay within the company, you have a reputation, whether that's good or bad. Some people have a reputation of being the bad boy. They have a poor outlook. They are a poor worker. They're always late. They're always argumentative. They're always being written up. They're just known around the area, around the job, as a bad boy, as a bad employee. And that will go with you. That will follow you wherever you go, just like a criminal record will. It's your job to clean that reputation up. And that includes social media content. I don't know how many dozens, maybe even hundreds of people that I have told what you do and say and look like on social media these days count. And many prospective employers is going to check your social media. And if they see you using a lot of vulgarity, if they see you being racist, if they see you with a bunch of guns and money acting like a thug, if they see you with a bunch of people that look like outlaws, guess what? All that counts toward your reputation, your background. It's what people see and what they perceive, and it may end your job perspective before it ever begins. It may also end your success, your promotions, your path may be blocked because of your social media content. Trust me, recently I saw somebody having a three-way argument, cussing, domestic squabble on Facebook. They were applying for an instructor management job. I hate to tell you, but they didn't get it. Your credit history is very important. People today just do not understand the importance of good credit history. I know we all have times when we can't pay our bills. We all have problems with our past. Divorces happen, you know, car repos. Some of us, not me, but others have unfortunately lost their homes, been foreclosed on, bad credit card debt, so on and so forth. That happens. Life happens. But what you do is going to be the difference between having a career or not. You could be blocked in your career path to your path to success by that bad credit, almost all prospective employers are going to pull your credit report, not only to check on your credit history, but they're also looking at how many addresses have you had in the last 3 to 5 years? How many employers have you had in the last 3 to 5 years? If you've had 5 or 6 or 10 places noted on your credit report that you've lived and worked in 5 or 10 years, that shows that you're unstable. It shows you're not trustworthy, and you're probably not going to be at that job very long if they were to hire you. So guess what? More than likely, you're not going to get the job or you won't get the promotion. Employers have to be very careful these days with not only who they hire, but who they promote. Because if you have a bad reputation, if you have a deep, serious criminal background, if you have problems with your credit, then you're a risk. Whether you think you are or whether you're over it, it doesn't matter. You are definitely a risk. Number two, education. When I look at somebody who says they've been in the security or law enforcement or emergency industry for 20, 15, even 10 years, and I see that they have had no education. They have not gone for a degree. They have no post-secondary education. They don't have any related industry diplomas or certifications. They've attempted not to increase the training, their knowledge. They put very little effort into their educational areas of increasing the value, their net worth. And it shows me that they just lack either discipline or they don't really care about promotion as much as they say they do. Or it's not always about money. These days, the government is giving away millions and billions of dollars for people to go to school, whether that be post-secondary, degree level, or just getting a trade. A lot of times, people just don't put forth the effort to research it, to follow the steps, and then, you know, they're the same kind of people crying, "Well, I don't get promoted." But education is a key element to your path to success. It doesn't always have to be a degree, although many professions these days, even being a law enforcement officer in many areas, many states and jurisdictions, does require a degree. But at least some type of industry-related diploma or certification will definitely help you. Number three, attitude, real or perceived. A lot of people have attitudes these days. Let me tell you something. As an employer for many years with many people on my payroll, in my employ, I can tell you that if you walk around day in and day out with an attitude, especially a bad attitude, if you carry yourself unprofessionally, if you talk like a street person, a thug, or, you know, you just don't care about how you come across, then that's going to hinder not only your promotion, but possibly even your longevity in the job. There's a lot of ways that we speak besides spoken word. The way that we look at someone, eye contact, body language, so many other ways that we communicate that can tell us whether or not you care or you don't care. And many people these days, they have an "I don't care, I don't give a crap" attitude. And that's going to not only hinder your possible climb up the ladder of success, but it may end it completely. It's the way that you talk. It's the way that you walk. It's your responses when things happen, when issues occur. Do you just, "I don't care, whatever, bunch of cuss words"? That kind of thing, that's going to not only end your career, but it's going to end your job. It's your attitude. Like I said, real or perceived. Sometimes people can perceive that you don't care. Sometimes people can perceive, maybe because you're just not, you know, overly talkative. Maybe you're not a very sensitive guy. You don't really, you know, "Oh, I'm sorry." You know, sometimes it's perceived, not so much that you are, but it's up to you to change that. Number four, energy, effort, and ambition. Professing a love for your career without making any outward effort to climb that ladder of success or to do better for yourself, it doesn't show a whole lot of effort or ambition. And when people see someone who says, well, you know what, I've been around this business for 20 years, but I'm still a security guard making $8.50 an hour, that shows very little to no ambition, no effort to make things different for yourself. It's up to you. We live today, right now, in a society that thinks that the world owes them a living. They owe them health care. They owe them housing, food. Guess what? In the real world, if you get a grip in the real world, it's up to you to make your way. No other generation has been promised the things that today's generation believes should be theirs free of charge without any effort. If you've been a security officer, if you've been in law enforcement, if you've been in public safety, and you haven't been promoted, recognized, received some type of awards, there's a problem, and it's not with the company, the employer that you work for, it's with you. You have to put forth the energy, the effort, the ambition, the amount of effort spent in your career advancement for promotions and so forth. It's up to you. Little effort, little result. You get what you give. It's completely up to you to take on more responsibilities. Put yourself out there. Do things, even if it may not be financially rewarded or rewarded in other ways. You have to have a goal. You've got to let everyone in your employ know that you're serious about being a better employee, about being a supervisor, about taking the next steps to get to where it is that you want to be. Sometimes you have to exceed your comfort level. Sometimes you have to take chances, because if you don't, there's no guarantee. Honestly, I don't promote people if I don't see effort, if I don't see ambition, if I don't see energy in that person, if they're always half-dead every day. Hey, how's it going? How's your day? Okay. What's up? What's up? I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. That's not the kind of person I want to be my management. That's not the kind of person I want to be in supervision. That's not the kind of person who tells me that they're really serious about being someplace and establishing a goal and reaching that goal. Last but not least, settling for less. I don't know how many, it's got to be hundreds, of people that I've come across, that I know, that I've heard of, that settle for less. And this really goes hand in hand with the amount of energy, effort, and ambition that you put into something. They're easily giving up. I didn't get promoted, but I guess, just they don't like me. I guess it wasn't my time. I don't know. I was the wrong color. I guess I didn't have whatever it was they had. I guess this. I guess giving up on yourself, giving up on any goals that you might have, giving up on the climb to success. You have to do something about that. Many don't believe in themselves. Yeah, I can't do it. I tried. Well, what did you do? Well, I tried. What did you do? Did you go to school? Did you take some training? Did you get certified? No. Well, what did you do? I don't know. I was here. Well, yeah, and you got paid. Little effort, little reward. Many people, believe it or not, never have a business plan or a roadmap. Life and climbing a ladder, it's just like having a business. You got to have a business plan. You got to have a roadmap, GPS. You have to have a way, a guide, to get those things accomplished and to reach the point that you want to be. Some people aren't even sure what they want to be when they grow up, where they want to be, what they want to accomplish, what kind of money they want to make, where they want to live, who they want to live with. They don't know even the steps to accomplish one thing that they tell you that they want. The bottom line, folks, is that there is a formula. There is a method to success. If you listen to anyone who's ever had success in any career, they all had a plan and they worked it. We tell you all the time, most people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. There are so many people who truly could have what they want if they would only work the plan, if they would have a plan to overcome the obstacles blocking their success, the path to their success. These are just five distinctive problem areas that impede your climb to success, but there's other things that you can do. And if you'd like more information, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And that's going to be all today for this program. We're glad that you've been here. I hope that you have received this message well. As always, we say be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back on the radio.